The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield and 88.1 WSBR Lee. Hello, wonderful people. Tari Pinkston here. You are now tuned in to 30 Minutes of Inspiration, and this show comes on every Monday from 4 p.m. to 4:30. The show was created to uplift and, and inspire. You know, this is my way of giving back to the people, to the everyday person, the empathetic person, our healthcare workers, etc. This is for the souls that feel high, the souls that may be feeling low. This is all for you, because what? I am big on humanity. Now, with that being said, before I keep carrying on, I'm just going to go into the music. And this person, I want to say congratulations to Kendrick Lamar. He won, I think it was like 5 Grammys yesterday. So I'm not playing the song of the instrumental I'm playing here, but I'm going to actually play a different song. And this is The Heart Part 6 from Kendrick Lamar here on 30 Minutes of Inspiration.
Load up the Pro Tools and press 3. Studio filled with Jack in the Box and Pepsis. Watching War Star videos, not the SBs. Laughing at B Pump or stomach turning. I get up and proceeded to write some. Absol in the corner, mumbling raps. Fumbling packs of Blackie Miles. Crumbling Kush till he cracked a smile. His words legendary, wishing I could rhyme like him. Studied his style to define my pen. That was back when the only goal was to get J-Rock through the dough. Warner Brother Records, hope Naeem Ali would let us know. Was excited just to go to them label meetings. Wasn't my record deal, but still, I couldn't believe. Me and Rock inside the booth hibernating. It was simple math. If he made it, then he not made it. Everything I had was for the team. I remained patient, grinding with my brothers. It was us against them, no one above us. Bless our hearts. A champagne Acura, a bunch of instrumentals I freestyled in the passenger. That wore several hats, a producer, manager, director, and DJ. A hothead squabbling bloods, pyrus, and keyways. For this little thing of ours we call TDE, I watch him take some penitentiary chances, to say the least. Remember in the county building with Mixed by Ali, we tried to freak the system just to make a couple ends meet. That's my for show. He brought Q over, but Q didn't rap, but he learned from our inspo. We split Louisiana chicken riverboat special, sleeping next to O2 our consoles to be our refuge. He was homeless and I left home. Q said, "Dot, you won't be slept on. You the to bet on." Top had given us dominion in the home he lived in, hoping that we see some millions. God bless our hearts. Played Phil Jackson in my early practices. Strategies on how to be great amongst the averages. I picked his brain on what was ordained. Highly collaborative. Rep pushed the label the same amongst the savages. Moose kept my name in the function that he was running. He's kept the vultures away from me that was coming. Soundwave let me borrow his clothes for shows as a hype man. They cook up in his room till the night ends. Time flies. Some carrying debates of a top 5. Burying my ops and allies. But I done a half job. Communicate. fighting feelings of being stagnant. Life was getting bigger than just rapping. The business, what I was lacking. Top used to record me back when it was poor me. And now we at the round table for what assures me. I guess my motivation was the yearning for independence. Poured everything I had left in the family business. Now it's about Kendrick. I want to evolve. Place my skill set as a black exec. I jog. My memory knowing black hippie didn't work because of me. Creatively, I moved on with new concepts in reach. Top, remember Harlem sessions? We would strategize to hit the streets, then come back, record three records. To tell the truth, it f***ed me up when D-Man passed. Motive was the condolences, but the pride crash. I had to bypass old mythologies I had. Put my heart on display like it was an iMac. To harm my young, let me be the demonstration. How to conduct differences with a healthy conversation. If that's your family, then handle it as such. Don't let the socials gas you up, but let emotions be your crush. Pick up the phone and bust it up before the history is lost. Hand to handshake is good when you have a heart to heart.
Use your heart and not your eyes.
My godson Elijah and a little girl named Corinne.
30 minutes of inspiration. Now we're now keeping the show going with Tupac's Keep Your Head Up. Hero. That said, 30 minutes of inspiration.
I say the darker the flesh and the deeper the roots. I give a holler to my sister's own welfare. Tupac cares if don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. When you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. Don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive, but don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love you, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need him. And I ain't trying to gas you up, I just call him how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? That when brothers make babies and leave a young mother to be a pastor. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the ladies that make the babies. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, ladies, but keep your head up. Sang to me. He had me feeling like black was the thing to be. And suddenly the ghetto didn't seem so tough. And though we had it rough, we always had enough. I huffed and puffed about my curfew and broke the rules. Ran with the local crew and had a smoke or two. I realized mama really paid the price. She nearly gave her life to raise me right. And all I had to give her was my pipe dream of how I rock the mic and make it to the right screen. I'm trying to make a dollar out of my friends, but they're blowing in the wind. Last night, my buddy lost his whole family. It's gonna take the man in me to conquer this insanity. It seems the rain will never let up. I try to keep my head up and still keep from getting wetter. You know it's funny when it rains, it pours. They got money for wars, but can't feed the poor. Said it ain't no hope for the youth, and the truth is it ain't no hope for the future. And then they wonder why we crazy. I blame my mother for turning my brother into a crack baby. We ain't meant to survive cause it's a setup. And even though you're fed up,
you got to your head up.
Minutes of inspiration. Hello, wonderful people. Give me just a second. All right, that's better. So you are now tuned in to 30 Minutes of Inspiration with your host, Tariq Pankston. And as you know, this show is meant to inspire, make you think. The music that I play is uplifting, or it just has a vibe that just feels good to the spirit. Just good, you know, make you want to tap your feet, that type of thing. But today I wanted to talk about, let's say, an epiphany that I had earlier this week. So and I'm not going to say any names of where I was, but I was at a grocery store, and I seen a gentleman that I say hi to at another place quite a bit. And I didn't think nothing of it. I just seen him walk in, and, you know, I'm doing my thing. I'm with my family. And my wife tells me, hey, you think you can go speak to that guy? And I'm like, what do you mean? What guy? And she turns and she points. She goes right there. And so I go over to him, and it looked like he was in physical pain. And that's probably exactly what happened. He was in physical pain. And I asked him, is everything okay? Are you all right? Are you in pain? He goes, you know, I just received a phone call that one of his loved ones had died. And he's sitting in the grocery store by himself, trying to keep himself from crying. And here I am about to cry, too. I asked him if I can give him a hug. He said he'd appreciate that. I gave him a hug, and my son gave him a hug too. And it just, for me, those little moments, the testament of just showing the humanity, the connection. I don't have to know. I didn't know him long. I don't even know his first name, but he's a human being, and he was in pain. And so when I was walking away, I had an epiphany. How sometimes as human beings, we get caught up in who likes us, who doesn't like us, who thinks we shouldn't be this and be that, or people that are constantly judging. And, you know, there's those emotions are valid. Those feelings are valid. But one thing I want to say is sometimes what could happen is our egos could take over. And believe me, I've had many moments in my life where my ego was taken over. And it allowed me to focus on things or shifted my focus toward things that really didn't matter much. And for me, yes, it's about I do like to be liked. I like to treat people with respect and everything like that. But there's some people that just won't like you. There's some people that won't deal with you. There's some people that don't think you belong. But guess what? Who had the final say on that? God. I don't know what you believe in, but I believe in God. He had the final say when it came to creating you. You waking up this morning, you having your loved ones in your life. No, you can't control anyone else, but you can control your perspective by constantly feeding yourself things that are uplifting and enriching. And like I always say, we are all enough right now, and everything else is extra. There's not one accident here on this earth. So when these people are trying to fool you and make you think that way, don't give them that power, because they feel like they have a lack of power. That's why they're constantly trying to drive home that point. So what I would love for you to do today and each and every day is when you look yourself in that mirror, give yourself that love and know that you got this. You do have a choice. The next song that I'm going to play is from DMX, and it's called Lord, Give Me a Sign, here on 30 Minutes of Inspiration.
Yeah, in the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Preach.
And every tongue that rises against me in judgment, thou shalt
Preach.
Condemn.
Lord, give me a sign.
For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord.
Preach.
And that righteousness is of me, said the Lord.
Preach.
Amen.
Lord, give me a sign.
I really need to talk to you, Lord. Since the last time we talked, the walk has been hard. Now I know you haven't left me, but I feel like I'm alone. I'm a big boy now, but I'm still not grown. And I'm still going through it. Pain and a hurt. Soaking up trouble like rain in the dirt. And I know only I can stop the rain with just a mention of my Savior's name. In the name of Jesus. Devil, I rebuke you for what I go through and trying to make me do what I used to. But all that stops right here. As long as the Lord's in my life, I will have no fear. I will know no pain from the light to the dark. I will show no shame, spit it right from the heart. Cause it's right from the start. You held me down and ain't nothing they can tell me now. Lord, give me a sign.
Let me know what's on your mind. Let me know what I'm gonna find. It's all in time. Show me how to teach the mind. Show me how to reach the blind.
Lord,
Lord, give me a sign.
Show me what I got to do to bring me closer to you. Cause I'ma go through whatever you want me to. Just let me know what to do.
Lord, give me a sign.
Please show me something. I'm tired of talking to him, knowing he frightened. Crying about life ain't nothing. But you either be the one mad cause you trapped or the one hunting. Trapped in your own mind, waiting on the Lord. A hunting with the word that cuts like a sword. The spoken word is stronger than the strongest man. Carries the whole world like the strongest hand. Through the trials and tribulations, you never let us down, Jesus. I know you're here with us now, Jesus. I know you're still with us now. Keep it real with us now. I'm on the field, show me how. Please let me take your hand, guide me. I walk slow, but stay right beside me. Devil's trying to find me, hide me. Hold up, I take that back. Protect me and give me the strength to fight.
Give me a sign. Let me know what's on your mind. Let me know what I'm gonna find. It's all in time. Show me how to teach the mind. Show me how to reach the blind.
Lord, give me a sign.
Show me what I got to do to bring me closer to you. Cause I'ma go through whatever you want me to. Just let me know what to do.
Lord, give me a sign.
Life or death, live or die. I will never live a lie. I'm gonna get because I try.
What?
I won't quit until I die.
What?
I'm gonna make it wrong or right.
Yeah.
Make it through the darkest night.
Yeah.
When the morning comes, you'll see that all I have is God.
Lord, give me a sign.
Woo. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Been 30 minutes of inspiration. We're now keeping the show going with Eminem's Not Afraid. I've been playing this quite a bit the past couple weeks, and I just like this song. Hopefully you enjoy.
Just follow me. I'll get you there.
You can try and read my lyrics off of this paper before I lay them, but you won't take the sting out these words before I say them. Cause ain't no way I'ma let you stop me from causing mayhem. When I say I'ma do something, I do it. I don't give a damn what you think. I'm doing this for me. So the world, feed it beans. It's gassed up if things are stopping me. I'ma be what I set out to be, without a doubt, undoubtedly. And all those who look down on me, I'm tearing down your balcony. No way fans are bust, don't try to ask him why or how can he. From infinite down to that last relapse album, he still whether he's on salary, paid hourly, until he bows out or he just bows out of him. Whichever comes first, for better or worse, he's married to the game, like a fuck you for Christmas. His gift is a curse. Forget the earth, he's got the urge to pull his from the dirt and fuck the whole universe. I shouldn't have to rhyme these words in the rhythm for you to know it's a rap. You said you was king, you lied through your teeth. For that, your feelings, instead of getting crowned, you're getting capped. And to the fans, I'll never let you down again, I'm back. I promise to never go back on that promise. In fact, let's be honest, at last we laughed, CD was aired. Perhaps I ran them accents into the ground. Relax, I ain't going back to that now. All I'm trying to say is get back, click, clack, blow. Cause I ain't playing around. It's a game called circling, I don't know how. Too up to back down, but I think I'm still trying to figure this crap out. Thought I had it mapped out, but I guess I didn't. This f***ing black cloud still follows me around, but it's time to exercise these demons. These motherfuckers are doing jumping jacks now.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Breaking out of this cage.
30 minutes of inspiration. Hello, wonderful people. Once again, it's your host, Tariq Pinkston. So earlier I was talking about an epiphany that I had. I ran into a gentleman who had just lost a family member. I found out on the phone that he lost a family member, and he was crying in the grocery store and, you know, giving him a hug, stuff like that. And, you know, that takes me to this. As humans, I found that when I've chatted with a lot of people, I get a feeling that we think our kind deeds don't make a difference in this world. Or we think it always has to be big for us to make an actual impact or be in our faces. You have the power to help support the ones around you, giving them love, showing people grace. You know, showing yourself grace is also very important as well. I don't want to leave that out, but you have the power because one kind deed actually does send a ripple effect throughout this world. Now, I've said this time and time and time again, because it's important that you don't, let's just say, lessen your power or degrade your power, or there's a term that I'm looking for. Let's just say we all have power in our own way. We all have a power to show up and be our authentic selves. And whatever that means to you, I said this last week, you could be rough around the edges. You could be this, you could be that. I'm just saying, what I'm trying to say is showing up for one another is very, very important. Extending your hand toward your neighbor, for your neighbor, is so very important. Now, I talk about supporting self quite a bit, and I'm emphasizing supporting one another for a reason. Because there's a feeling of separation that I've been noticing. And human to human, why go down that path? We've been shown time and time again that together we are stronger. Together we learn. I'll be honest, I don't like seeing the same thing every day, all day. If everyone was the same, it'd be very, very boring to me. But my esteem is high enough that I know myself, and I don't necessarily have to agree everything with everything you may think, but I recognize you as a human being. Let's have a chat. Let's have a conversation. Let's converse about some real things. How do you think? How do you feel? So with that being said, own your power and know that your words, your thoughts, and the way you are, it really does make a difference. Show up, wonderful people, and keep shining. With that being said, the next song that I'm going to play is from Desiree, and it's called You Gotta Be Here on 30 Minutes of Inspiration.
You gotta be bad, you gotta as your day unfolds, challenge what the future holds, trying to keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears, go ahead, release your fears. My, oh my, eh, eh, eh. You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser. You gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool, you gotta be calm, you gotta stay together. All I know, love will save the day.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield and 88.1 WSBR Lee. Wonderful people, this is the end of the show. This is 30 minutes of inspiration with your host, Tariq Pinkston. I apologize for, you know, turning off that song so soon, but we're running out of time. And I just wanted to say my goodbyes and my thank yous. So I just want to just thank you, humanity. Thank you for being that inspiration for me, for being that motivation for me. I want to thank the people who came through and said a kind thing to me when I needed somebody. You helped show me how it could be done. I just want to say thank you to this world, to the good people of this world. And I just want to just share that I'm aware of what's going on. And I'm sure there's many people that don't feel good about what's going on. But I just wanted to say this. Don't allow anybody to take your power away. You walk with your head high. You keep extending that olive branch. You remember your empathy. You put those boots on. You put that helmet on. You know, I'm metaphorically speaking. And you go out into this world and you do the best you can. You don't give up. Don't ever let anyone turn you against you, convince you to turn against what's naturally you, that caring, loving individual, that person that healthcare worker that shows up in that hospital and just wants that father to feel better so he can go home to his family, that police officer that just wants to do the best that he can and bring peace to this world, that teacher that just wants to see the next generation succeed, so that's why you signed up for the job. I know it's not easy for any of those. That father that just loves his kids so much, so he pours in that love from his heart, that wisdom, just so his kids will be okay, though the concern never goes, so you worry. That mother who carried a wonderful child for 9 months and birthed and brought the biggest gift to the world. The only reason why we're here is humanity, just saying. Just did the best that you, just doing the best that you can to just love them babies. To that man that's made a mistake and he might be locked behind bars and he just wants to do the right thing, you're not too far away. Don't give up. For that person that might be suffering from addiction, I just want to let you know that I am rooting for you. And there's many others that are rooting for you. Sometimes we feel so alone in this place called life that we forget that there's something more to live for. And there's something powerful about the word and the feeling that's so real, and it's called faith. With that being said, wonderful people, my name is Tariq Pinkston. This is 30 Minutes of Inspiration. The show comes on every Monday from 4 to 4:30 p.m. And I hope you all have an absolutely beautiful day. We have less than a minute, so I'm just going to play a little something. You're not going to get the whole song, just to be honest with you. But I just want to say I love you. Thank you. I'll see you next week.